You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. Less wind in our weather forecast means things on our beaches are a little calmer, but meteorologist Jeff Huffman says that won't last.
Starting Friday afternoon, lasting through probably Saturday, maybe even in the early parts of Sunday, conditions may be just as bad again as they were on Monday. We're talking about waves that could be up to 10 feet, possibly up to a foot of a sea level rise, and of course the strong onshore winds, 20 to 30 knot winds, possibly gusting close to gale force at times.
Gale force winds are 40 miles per hour. That means we could see coastal flooding advisories again, and the Florida Division of Emergency Management warns of rip currents. Huffman says we'll also likely see beach erosion.
Correct. And, you know, the beach erosion occurs a little more, it's a little more significant the longer that occurs, the longer the duration is of these onshore winds. And so I think in terms of a coastal flooding and wind impact, it may not be quite as bad Friday and Saturday when you look at the numbers, but because this is the second time in a week that this is happening, we could see more beach erosion on Friday and Saturday.
You can blame all this on a series of high pressure ridges. Huffman says they're not uncommon this time of year.
Until we get into the cold season months of January and February, when everything starts to stabilize here in the state of Florida, and we all enjoy that beautiful weather. As we transition from the summer months to the cool season, you get these quick changes in pressure, and so we could probably see a two or three more of these episodes as we move into December.
Till then, our beaches can take a lashing, and that's a problem which affects all of the state shorelines, according to Orlando economist Hank Fishkind.
Of the 825 miles of sandy coastline, the Florida Department of Environmental Protection rates 400 miles of that as critically eroded.
That means nearly half of the state's beaches need some renourishment. A large federally backed project is set to begin next week in Brevard County to fix damage done by last year's Superstorm Sandy. But shoreline damage, Fishkind says, goes back even more than that.
We had the most active hurricane season in 2004 and 5 that we've ever had. We had 8 major hurricanes, and it really damaged the beaches. Now, those beaches will naturally accrete. They'll naturally grow back, but it takes a very, very long time. And with rising sea levels, we may never get restoration on a natural beach.
And since it can't be done naturally, renourishment projects usually bring in sand to replace what's been swept away. Fishkind says that's expensive, even though state and sometimes federal money is available to help local governments with these projects.
Since 1964, when this program started, the state has spent over $750 million. And the state's portion of the expenditures are half of the total. So there's been $1.5 billion spent. So the state matches 50-50 with the local governments. And that's been a great program. But what we need to do, I believe, from an economic perspective, is establish funding for these programs on a continuing basis. Otherwise, they're subject to the allocation process in the legislature every single year. And we have this chronic underfunding, this 400 miles of coastline that needs to be restored and maintained.
We could see more beach erosion locally with our windy weather predicted for this weekend. Our thanks to WMFE for the interview with economist Hank Fishkind. As we mentioned earlier, there is a risk of rip currents this weekend. We'll have a link to the National Weather Service page where you can check local rip current conditions on our website, WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.